Necessity was the mother of invention for Scott Ertl. The 34-year-old dairy farmer had cows who weren't giving much milk. Others were dying. He rewired his Marshfield farm, but still animals were sick. So he came up with a device to collect and redirect current, something he calls the Ertlizer, and now sells for use in the barn and home.
We have numerous houses across the United States that are using this, and people report that they sleep better, feel better, wake up rested.
Customer Leo Stein says he and his wife are now in better health after buying two Ertlizers. The Green Bay man purchased one for the barn, another for the couple's home.
My chest was so congested, I thought I was close to having a heart attack. And that went away. I can breathe much better. So it's got to be something that the electricity does to your system. And I know we feel at least 50% better.
There is a state agency that regulates utilities, but not homemade electrical devices. That's outside the jurisdiction of the Public Service Commission. Mark Cook heads a program on stray voltage for the PSC. He's seen the Ertlizer and similar devices at trade shows.
They pop up every once in a while, and people that are interested in that issue try them, you know, with mixed results.
Cook says he doesn't know if the Ertlizer actually works. Its inventor says more than 224 units sold in just over a year. Scott Ertl says his goal is to help improve the health of farmers and their cows. He's a self-taught electrician who discovered his own farm stray voltage by dowsing, a practice similar to water witching. When two specially shaped rods cross, it's supposed to be an indication that ground current is present. Farmers plagued by stray voltage sometimes get out of the business or rewire. Those like Leo Stein try other solutions.
So I didn't know what was going on, and we happened to see the ad for the Ertlizer in the farm show paper. So I called to find out, you know, see what it's going to do. I didn't have nothing to lose. I thought I was close to the end of my rope.
When milk profits are drying up due to suspected electrical problems, the temptations to try new, untested technology can be strong. Whether farmers get what they pay for when they buy the Ertlizer and other similar devices is something the PSC's Cook says will be regulated by the market and word of mouth. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.